Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Thursday, June 20th, second show of the day for y'all. Trevor Lawrence just had his press conference following signing his new deal, fresh off that brand new five-year, $275 million contract. We're going to talk about our instant reactions, takeaways from Trevor Lawrence's press conference. Really excited to get into it. Appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjack.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. All right, so let's get into it. Again, Trevor Lawrence met with the media today around 10:15, was a little late. I think he was filming some interviews, signing the actual contract. Like, the contract did not get signed until today. So it is official. He is locked in on paper with the Jacksonville Jaguars through the 2030 season. 7 years. It's a five-year extension on top of the 2 years that are remaining on his rookie deal. Said a lot of folks have reached out, offered words of encouragement, you know, congratulations, teammates, former coaches, family. This has kind of inspired a lot of the players in the building, the younger guys. Trayvon Walker's talked about it. Andre Sisco's talked about it. Guys that want to go earn their money, and they've seen Trevor Lawrence's work ethic, and they've seen that this team is willing to reward players now that show the work ethic and show the results on the field, like a Trevor Lawrence, like a Josh Allen. So good stuff there. Again, he said that, you know, lots of former coaches, family, teammates, et cetera, have reached out. I thought it was interesting to hear him talk about very honestly and openly exactly what they were looking for in the extension. He said him and his representation, they were looking at 4 or 5 years the whole time. It ended up being a 5-year extension. That was part of the goal. That was within what they wanted. They didn't want to have like the 10-year deal that Patrick Mahomes did. Talked about Josh Allen also. He thinks did a 6-year deal, which is the case. They wanted 4 to 5 years. They got 4 to 5 years. They got 5. So it's interesting that he was open about that. And he talked about the balance of maybe some of these longer deals, which 5 years is a pretty long deal in the NFL, the balance of having the responsibility to agree to a reasonable deal from a market standpoint for your position and your standing within that position. Like, you have a responsibility to the rest of the players in this league to not just give this team and accept a low ball offer, right? So you have to balance that with giving the team the flexibility to be able to make moves to support the entire roster long-term and throughout the duration of your contract. He feels like this contract accomplished both of those things. I think he's absolutely right, because obviously you look at it on paper, 5 years, $275 million. He's tied for the highest paid quarterback in the league, $55 million per year. But when you look at some of the guarantees, you know, guaranteed at signing, total guarantees, it's not up there in the same level as a Joe Burrow contract. And then when you also talk about the percentage of the cap at the time of signing, like, yes, Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow are both making on average $55 million per year. But when Joe Burrow signed that deal, the percentage of the cap that his contract cost was much higher than Trevor Lawrence's is right now. So you see, you have to look at this from multiple lenses. It's not just 5 years, $275 million. Oh, they're both making $55 million per year. These are the same two deals. That's not how it is. And they're not structured the same way either. The Jaguars, thanks to Shad Khan, and again, Trevor Lawrence's willingness to be flexible throughout this contract, they're going to be able to move money into the future. They already have some void years, it looks like, on the back end of the contract. They're going to be able to move money around. They're going to have roster bonuses, you know, options that they can pick up, different things that will help them massage the cap throughout the course of this contract for Trevor Lawrence. And I think that's key. Having an owner, when you have a quarterback of this magnitude that gets a contract like this, having an owner that is willing to shell out money to make sure this football team is operating at peak efficiency from a salary cap standpoint, it's huge. And not every owner in the NFL is willing to do that. Shad Khan, despite some misses from a football standpoint during his time as the Jaguars owner, has always been willing to shell out as much as he needs to make sure that the team is competitive from a salary cap standpoint. And I think that that's a major benefit for this organization moving forward now that they do have a lot of the right pieces in place. And so I think that this is a good deal for Trevor Lawrence. I think it is a very good deal for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Love it. Said he's excited to be locked in for 7 years. Have that long-term stability. He loves the city. He's been here through good times, you know, back into that 2022 campaign. Some not so good times, end of last year, his rookie year. So he knows how it goes in this city with Jacksonville, with the support of the team both ways. Says it's home now. So that's always nice to hear. You know, you hear a lot of
baseball fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Negativity around Jacksonville, not in the city, within the city, but around the country about Jacksonville. And to hear Trevor Lawrence talking so positively about it, it's got to make you feel good. And he said, I want to be the quarterback here. I want to bring a championship to Jacksonville. That's my goal. And I know that we can accomplish that. He said, we happen to love living here as well. So that's a great quote from Trevor Lawrence. And it's true, right? He would not have signed on to be the quarterback through 2030 if he didn't want to be here. He wants to be within this organization and in Jacksonville. And I think that, you know, from a work ethic standpoint, there's no question that he's going to do everything he can to help bring a championship to Duval. Very exciting stuff if you're a Jaguars fan. Talked about being grateful to the Khans, to the organization wanting him to be around here long term, and he should be, right? This is a team that took him first overall. This is a team that now has paid him very handsomely. And there's a lot of detractors out there on Trevor, but none of them are in the building, and none of them are the people that actually see him work and the people that helped put this deal together. So on the added pressure that he'll now face as a not only former first overall pick, but a player that is making the type of money he's making at the quarterback position, he said that it is what you make it. Like Trevor said, he's always carried a lot of pressure. And I agree, like this is a guy that had to be the mouthpiece of a team that was an organization that was absolutely failing from the head coaching position in his rookie year. He had to be the mouthpiece, the leader, while he was swimming through a really difficult rookie year. He was asked about being the final piece, this contract being the final piece to his leadership platform within the locker room. Kind of non-answer, and I agree. I think his leadership was already clearly established. I don't think that this will change much either way. I think the guys already believed in him. He already took on a massive leadership role. Trevor said that he knows he's going to get a lot of jokes once training camp comes around and everybody's back in the building, and he will, and that'll be fun for the rest of the guys. You know, this is the highest paid player in franchise history, and Josh Allen right there behind him, right? He said that the way this organization, the direction this organization is heading on the football side of things, made it a no-brainer. And I followed up on that a little bit later. I wanted to know, like, what specifically about the direction of this organization made him so comfortable signing on long-term. And he said he loves his head coach, Doug Peterson, loves Press Taylor, loves the staff that's in place, the system on offense. Said he feels really confident in the leadership of on the team as far as the players go. Talked about that 2022 free agent class kind of being the group that started building this thing from the ground up. Christian Kirk, Evan Engram, Brandon Scherff, Foye Oluokun, guys like that. Darius Williams was part of that class too and played really good football for the Jaguars. I've talked about that class a lot, saying, you know, that 2021 free draft class, including Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, Tyson Campbell, Andre Sisco, Walker Little, that draft class and the 2022 free agent class, from a personnel standpoint, that absolutely is the foundation of this football team. I'm absolutely with him there. So he also said that this is definitely the best team that they have had here in his eyes at this point in the year. Said he feels most confident in this group, not only because of the talent, but they have good people in the building. I thought it was a great answer. Thought it was thoughtful and an honest answer from Trevor Lawrence, and it should make fans feel the same way. Like this team, this organization, it is heading in the best direction that it has been in since the late 90s. I mean, bar none. And, you know, I thought that Trevor was Trevor up there. Nothing has changed. The money's not going to his head. Same guy, same work ethic, same humble and grateful attitude. Low key, I think he earned this contract. I think he will continue to earn the contract. And he'll continue to work with the Jaguars to make sure that they can have the most competitive team possible with this contract's flexibility year to year. Jaguars fans should be fired up that he is the quarterback in Jacksonville, and he will be for years to come. Love to know what y'all think. As always, drop your comments in the comment section below, your thoughts. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard. So swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.